Episode 2044, Happy to be Wrong Again.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a fabulous time with your family. I know with us, we are on the cutting edge of school starting, and I just feel like everything is up in the air. But you know what? We're taking a deep breath. We're taking some time off as a family, at least a day and a half. Today is Relationship Builders. Are you ready? It's time to be happy to be wrong again. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, when two people intertwine their life together, disagreements and disappointments are bound to happen. Who cares if you're right? You gotta be happy to be wrong again, right? We desire this whole aspect of happiness. You go shopping anywhere, whether it's online, actually in a store, wearing your mask, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, choose happiness, be kind, find joy. Everybody's looking for that, I want to feel good, whatever they define as good. Well, in celebrating 27 years of marriage, yes, we did. We rang it in together. We've been together now for 30 and a half years. So we're talking 3 decades and change. That's a lot of time spent together. And when you spend that amount of time together with a person, you know, there are many things that you need to know in order to survive and to thrive, right? It takes both. It takes two to tango, meaning you've got to be able to survive because there's going to be stuff that you don't want to deal with. There's going to be stuff and situations and circumstances that you just wish didn't happen, but you're in them and you have to deal with them. And then there are things that it's like, oh, I just want to be fun and playful and I want to explore and just be childlike in a relationship, the man of my dreams. And so I want to figure out how to thrive. So survive and thriving in a marriage takes work. You know, money and communication are the two greatest areas that can destroy any relationship, especially marriages. But what is not talked about is the desire to be, you got it, happy. The happily ever after lifestyle. We all want that fairy tale wedding. That fairy tale, well, they go and live happily ever after. Well, do we? Nobody asks a couple that because we don't get to that point. Living happily ever after, well, being 6 feet under, it's hard to have a conversation, right? I know, a little strange, but come on, we had to throw a little humor in this. But seriously, when we are looking at happily ever after, that we want that end of our life to be amazing all the way through it, yeah, it sounds great, but let's be real. Let's be raw about what happens in life. More so, things happen to us than for us. And that brings up what? Confrontations. That brings up disagreements. That brings up disappointments. That brings up celebrations. That brings up, oh my gosh, surprises, right? It's a roller coaster, but it's the best roller coaster you will ever be on. And I got to tell you, my husband and I, we have been through a lot together. I mean a lot. In our young years, we could be on an episode for hours upon hours of me sharing not only what I have learned in our marriage for me personally, but what we've learned as a couple and what we've learned individually and then extending it out into a family. And then that all trickles down, right? Because it goes into how you handle your business. It trickles down into how your relationships are in the workforce. There's just a lot of water flow when it comes to marriage and love and what it looks like. And so today it's time to get real. Are you one in your relationship where it's all about you? Are you the one who's saying, I'm just having it. Think about the conversations that you've had recently. It won't take you long to think about them. It may be a morning conversation you had 2 days ago. It may be something you even talked about today. Does everything come back to you? Seriously. When you answer back, is about, well, hun, I think we need to do this. Do your sentences have more I's in them than what do you think? Or what do you think we should do as a family? Or where do you think we should go? Are you using I or are we using we? And it goes both ways. Now, understand, you can control only you. So you need to look at only you. You're going to be tempted to go and look at your partner and say, he does this, she does that, and yeah, nope, I'm better. No, it's not all about that, okay? I want you to look at you. Does everything come back to you, or the majority of it come back to you? If so, this might be an indication of your search for personal happiness. I want this. I desire this. It's all about me. The selfish attitude. And I know I'm calling it out like it is. There are also those seasons that you can go into. So let me give you an example, because I can already hear the emails coming at me going, now, Christiane, what about this? What about that? There are always exceptions, okay? But when you're looking at personal happiness, there might be seasons that you need to focus just on you. That doesn't mean you don't have considerations of everybody else. However, you might be saying, okay, if I'm looking at my health and well-being, and for 2 months, it's all about what I need to do for me. And yes, I take care of my family. I take care of my spouse, but I make decisions based on what I need to do for me first. And then I take into consideration everybody else's views or opinions, et cetera, right? So there are going to be seasons like that, but seasons are short-lived. They don't have to be necessarily very long. They could be 2 days, it could be 2 weeks, it might be 2 months, but seasons aren't normally like years upon years upon years upon years. Because if you're looking at that, if you were to tear that all apart, there might be things that influence what you think is one season. But if you start to take it apart, you're like, oh, wait, I can see where we were in a new season here. I just didn't see it when we were going through it. So understand that this is not just about, okay, I'm looking at the surface level. I'm just seeing what I see real quick with a blink. No, it's about going deeper. So is everything about you in your conversations? When you go and ask something of your spouse, does it come back to you as into, this is what I want? Is it all about you? Now, we've got to understand that marriage was not designed to be about happiness. Yes, it's a huge benefit, but like with anything, something worth having takes work. And a relationship in marriage, it doesn't mean it's always going to be happy. You're not always going to be happy. You're going to wake up on mornings and you're going to be like, I am so tired. I am so done. And it has nothing to do with the marriage. It's just like, you're tired. You've been working hard. My husband, it has been crazy the last few weeks. And he came home at the end of this week yesterday and he was like, hun, I am beat. I am literally beat. And he did. He put in a ton of hours at work. And here we wanted to celebrate our anniversary together and we didn't get a lot of time to do that. Now I know times are different and we celebrate differently too as a family. You know, we'll celebrate together our anniversary. Why? Because we're a family and, you know, we would like to have all of our family together and we don't go out. So I cooked a beautiful meal. It was wonderful. But it wasn't like your typical, okay, we're going to go out and celebrate our anniversary. We made it special, but we made it in the home. When we look at how we are serving our spouse, we have to understand that happiness can't always be the goal, not our happiness. Happiness can get us into trouble because it's a stumbling block. Everybody looks at the word happiness and we define it differently. And so today, I want you to look at happy in a different way, not about being right, but about being wrong. Be happy to be wrong again. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be happy to be wrong again. Nothing feels so right when you're doing life together as a couple. As a couple. And couple means what? Two. Not one person, not one and a half, but two complete beings. And that's important for us to recognize. If you're the one who's dominating the relationship, number one, how is that really benefiting your spouse? It's not. You're actually beginning to suffocate them, and you might be pressing them into a corner and you may not even realize it. So I understand this might be making you a little uncomfortable. I get it. I've been there. So I want you to just kind of hear me out and let's just walk through this together. How do you really be happy to be wrong? What does that look like in the real world when it comes to marriage and relationships? Well, number one, you've got to forgive faster than you complain. I love this one. When I wrote this, I was like, yes, nailed it, because this is a hard one. Do I get it right all the time? Oh no, I probably get it wrong more than I get it right. But do I strive to get it right more than I get it wrong? You better believe I do. Forgive faster than you complain. When we don't get what we want, complaining becomes our go-to. Think about it. You go to a store or you order something online. It says it's going to do something. And then you get it home and you try to do whatever it says it's going to do and it doesn't work. What do you think you do? You complain. Maybe you go to social media. Maybe you go and complain to whoever you bought it from. Or you send it back and you write a complaint, right? We are so quick to complain and we are so slow to forgive. And we need to flip it. Forgive faster than you complain. Don't complain when you can forgive. You and your spouse are going to make mistakes. And it's not about keeping score. Don't say, oh yeah, you know what? Actually, my spouse, you know, he has more mistakes than I do. Yeah, no. Don't put him under the bus because he can put you under the bus too. You are not 100% right. I'm not 100% right. I'm only 110. Oh, I'm joking. But you know the saying, yes, dear, yes, dear, yes, dear. You don't want a relationship that's always about yes, dear, because then you don't know if your spouse is being honest and real with you. And is that a real relationship? Well, that's for another episode. But think about it. I know deep down in your heart, you want your spouse to know you for who you are. And you want to know your spouse for who he is or who she is. So forgive faster than you complain. Don't keep score. It's not about how many rights you have and how many wrongs he has. It's not about, oh yeah, you know, I got this right and oh my gosh, he really got this wrong. Keeping score, it's all for the football game. I mean, come on, bring it on. I am ready for football if we have it. But that's also for another episode. So you got to forgive faster than you complain. That's how you're happy to be wrong. Number two, bury the assumption hatchet. Oh, another hard one, but another great one. Nothing is more destructive than assumptions. Let me give you an example. Wedding anniversary. It's not this wedding anniversary for us, but I can remember, I don't know how many years ago, but my wonderful, amazing husband said, "Hun, what do you want for your anniversary? I don't know what to get you. What do you want?" And at that time, I know we had been in our teens. So we'd been together a long time. And it crossed my mind and I'm like, seriously? You are actually asking me what I want? We've been together how long? And you don't know what I would want so you can surprise me? And you don't know what I want because you're asking me what I want and I really love surprises. And so therefore, because you're asking me, I don't get the surprise because if I tell you what I want, then it's not a surprise and that's a failure. Do you see how that all gets wrapped up? It's crazy, but that comes from assumptions. We make assumptions for our partner, how we view them, how we see them. We assume certain things. For example, when I get up on Saturday morning, I assume my husband is going to make breakfast. Okay, he so does not cook. So I cook. But as an example, if he did cook, he would get up and make breakfast. I'm assuming that every Saturday he's going to do that. And the Saturday that he misses, I'm upset with him. Well, why didn't he do it? He knows I expect him, right? Assumptions are what? Expectations. And when you place that on your partner, you are setting them up for failure rather than success. So it's very important for you to look at where you are and those assumptions that you're taking. So back to what my husband asked of me when it was our anniversary. And it was interesting because I can remember going, oh, hon, you really don't need to get me anything. And I would say that to him. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? I really just want to be surprised. Don't you know me well enough just to surprise me with something? Come on. But then I can also remember some anniversaries. And he says, I want to do something special for you. What do you need? Or what do you want? Either way, what do you need? What do you want? And I said, I don't know, babe. He goes, seriously, what is it? What do you want to do? Do you need something for your business specifically that really would help take it to the next level? What can I do for you? Do you see, that is a statement I needed to focus on. What can I do for you? Not, oh my gosh, he doesn't know me. He knows me. But maybe for him, the way he observes me is different than the way I observe him. And just because I know what he wants and I'm in tune with this doesn't mean that I need to pressure him to feel that. It's not right or wrong. It just is a stated fact for him. So bury the assumption hatchet. Number three, celebrate your differences. What do you think brought you together in the first place? Okay, you may have had a few things in common, but when you begin to look at yourselves individually, you know it, opposites attract. Yes, there is a lot of magnetic pull when opposites attract. It just is in science and it's in love. It is what it is. So celebrate your differences. How cool is it to think that your spouse wants to share her knowledge and thoughts with you? Two is better than one. So celebrate it. You don't have to know everything. It's okay to be wrong. Oh, wait, better yet, be happy to be wrong again. And I love that statement because the last few days, as I've been thinking about this with our anniversary coming up, I was like, interesting, you know, concept here. Happy to be wrong again. If my husband sat there and told me, man, hun, this makes me smile to be wrong again. Not that it's a bad thing for him, but he's owning his own stuff when he says that. And he's also, what, elevating me. We need to elevate each other as a couple instead of putting our spouses down. We can put them down all the time. Everybody else does too. Social media does. Strangers do. Man, you're just driving one place and you're getting yelled at by somebody in a car that you never knew. You get honked at. And then if you're on anything social media, oh my goodness, beware. So it's up to us to celebrate our differences, to elevate each other. Be happy to be wrong again. And I'm not saying that you have to look out for always being wrong, but wouldn't it change everything if you looked for what was good in your spouse, him or her being right, instead of them always being wrong? It's a totally different perspective, and it puts a twist in your relationship that I promise you will benefit it. Happy to be wrong again. Now, let's not make your life as a couple miserable. I know you may be thinking, this sounds like a lot of work. Remember, anything worth having requires work. You've got to have that dedication. But it's not just looking at your marriage as work. Look at it as, wow, I get to look at my spouse and say how incredible he is, how amazing she is. You know, he rocks my world. She just lights up the day. And how awesome is that? I love it when she shines. It's totally different than saying, gosh darn it, he's wrong again and I knew I was right. Now I just want to tell him and I want to just kind of poke him in the side. That's not doing anything except draining your love account. You want to build it up. So enjoy your days together by being happy to be wrong again. You know what? Hold your glasses high today, not only for 27 years, and actually plus 30 and a half years, but let's cheer to being wrong. wrong. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.